the United States.
The boss was sworn in by the vice president in a ceremony a few hours later. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woohoo!
It is hump day, and welcome to KCNR 1460 with Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot, 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock.
Good job there, Bob.
Yeah. Hey, February the 8th, 2017, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live, KCNR1460.com, throughout the whole entire galaxy.
Well, yeah.
I think we are. I mean, if everything I read,
the galaxy is raining.
Well, the galaxy, but I mean, it's just these little radio waves, according to Bob, go everywhere.
Yeah, it's interesting because he was talking about the satellite yesterday. And that the satellite, you know, we only have a little certain space in the satellite, and that has to be adjusted occasionally.
Well, the existing satellite that has served for 35 years in its current orbital slot is being retired. It's lived long past its expected expiration date, and is being will not be directly replaced. So all the programming for pretty much every radio station in the country that pulls feeds off of the satellite has to switch to turn the dish to look at another satellite. Back in the old C-band days, you used to have to swing the dish back and forth to pick up different satellites. Well, that's what we have to do just this one time. It's a fairly involved process, but we will continue to minimize the interruptions.
We will persevere.
Right. That'll be fine. It doesn't happen until the end of June, which means we've got...
Well, we have a flood
at least
warning.
3 or 4 months to work on, to ignore it before we go run screaming around with our hair on fire trying to get it adjusted the day before it starts.
You know, okay, what was the radio? What was the famous television show?
WKRP Cincinnati.
Yeah, the turkey drop. Flood warning.
What? Was that the funniest show you've ever saw? My God. The inhumanity.
And anybody who's ever worked in that business.
Well, yeah. So, Bob's going to have a little bit. Let's do a little update on the weather. It's currently 52 degrees, as we know. My goodness, did we have storms last night. And isn't it funny? The front page is Pat Karch. Pat Karch with his hat that came back to him.
The flood taketh his hat and then brought it back.
Brought it, yes. Taketh and bringeth.
There's a little divine intervention there.
Absolutely.
Well, he prays a lot.
Yeah, but that's just so cool and deservedly so. 100% chance of rain today with our highs of 60, rain and windy again tonight. Looks like we may have gusts from 26 to 30 miles per hour, maybe even up to 45. And about 3/4 of 1 inch possible of rain tonight. What do you have there, Bob?
Linda, widespread flooding already occurring across the northern interior of California. Periods of heavy rain continuing this week. Flooding will persist even after rain subsides. The flood warning stays in effect all the way till Saturday. Do not cross flooded intersections. If you live next to any sort of stream, that's probably way up over the banks by now. Keep an eye on it and just don't mess with moving water. It causes many, many deaths every year, and we'd rather not have that happen.
You think you can drive your car or your SUV through there? It just picks it up and sweeps you away. Hey, all the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business there in Anderson. Chuck and Judy Kenny, where their customers are warm friends. Warm friends. They have senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Warm, dry friends.
Okay. Now, the reason I just kind of – I chuckled on that was because when I traveled through Korea one time on one of my assignments, and Korea was a great place to buy knockoff stuff. You know, you remember those jackets, the kinds that had the little snaps up here at the collar, and I forget what they're called, but they were the rage back that many years ago. Well, you could buy them over there for like $10, you know, and in the States they were like, oh, $25. Those are all knockoffs. But they had these really cool, heavy fleece blankets. And it was, but on the label it said worm, W-O-R-M, warm and beautiful. And that was kind of, you can pick them up for like nothing. And my guys would be picking them up because we'd be out in the, Korea gets cold.
Yeah. So,
and so in the tents out there, we'd have these oil stoves going like crazy. Well, the problem was they'd get too hot. And they have a tendency to blow up. And so you'd have stove patrols going at night. They would come in and check if they're getting too hot. They would turn them down. Well, they turn them down or they get too hot and they start a fire. So, they turn them down. So in the middle of the night and it's already at 0 degrees in your yard in your little sleeping bag. So my men would be buying these warm and beautiful blankets. And after 10 days of, exercise there and being in the field and coming back, we had just a huge pile of warm and beautiful blankets that did not make it home. They were just a mess. So, warm and beautiful. Okay. Good morning, hon.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm glad. Now, today, just talk about our show. I'm doing great. We have Chief on today at 8 o'clock, 7:30. We have local businesses here that we support, Wellgate and Boheme. And before we
8
go
o'clock,
to,
we got the Chief.
That's what I just got through saying. Chief is on at 8.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to be heading down to, actually flying out of Redding down to San Diego. Is it today or tomorrow that you actually get to do the tour of the...
We're doing the tour of the border with California Highway Patrol. The thing about it is I am so glad they're flying jets into Redding. I mean, flying in small planes is never, and I've done it a lot, and it's never been my, cup of tea, you might say. But with a jet, at least, you get off the ground quicker and maybe up higher.
Wish it was more affordable, actually. I got to say this, because on Saturday, how it is when I'm going to be going down to L.A. on the next weekend, a couple weeks from now, to go to a gold digger event that's happening out of, with Dean Martin's 100th birthday.
Not any other type of gold digger.
No, it's Dean Martin's 100th birthday celebration in Palm Springs, and it'll be his family, an Italian heritage thing, and the gold diggers are going to make an appearance. Anyway, so I'm going to go down, see some of the girls, and that's going to be happening. So I'm driving for that, but this weekend coming up, the reason I'm doing this long story is because my agent that represented me and booked me all over, not only to Hong Kong and all the different places I traveled, all over L.A., she's turning 90. And I called her thinking, oh, please be alive. I hate to say this. Please be alive.
She hadn't talked to her.
Because I had talked to her about 3 or 4 years. I don't know when the last time is that I talked to her. Anyway, so she picks up the phone. She knew my voice. It's like, please come. It's my daughter's just throwing me this birthday. It's so important. My grandkids, my family's coming from the East Coast. So I looked at Carl. Carl said, you never forgive yourself if you didn't go. I said, look, it's really a jamma-mamma kind of thing. So I got on. Online, I called. How am I going to get there? How would I, get there on a Friday and get back on a Sunday?
When are you writing an autobiography? Because the era that you lived in Vegas and then beyond,
I know,
that's the stuff of dreams.
I know. Well,
you really should do a book.
Well, maybe sometime. But anyway, that's cute, Bob. But
round trip airfare.
That's what we're getting to. So, to try to fly out of Redding into, let's just say, even if I went to Sacramento and tried to fly from Sacramento into Burbank, it was like $450 round trip. So add on just to go from Redding to overnight to Burbank was like $400 or $500.
No, it was more like $600.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So around there. So I'm driving back and forth, L.A., Redding.
You have your trusty Jeep.
I just wish, I do have my trusty Jeep.
But if you know what, here's the thing:
it's a long, arduous trip on your bones.
Yeah, but if the weather's really bad, you can make it to Sac and stay at your parents' house.
We're talking about the jets. Thank God they have jets out of Redding, because now in your case, maybe it's a business deal or something like that. You're flying back and forth in overnight.
On the government deal, it's and this is the funny thing. The government price for flying from Redding to San Diego and back is $414, which is less than it cost you to fly to from to Burbank and back.
Yeah.
It's less.
And you'd spend that on gas and meals just driving.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not.
Well, I'm going to be spending.
If they want me down there, they fly me down. Yeah, I'm not driving down there.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And, hey, and they're putting us up in the one of these places. Hey, the one thing that we haven't had a chance to talk about.
We
this,
haven't. But I'll
our
tell you what.
Number bed. You know what? And
when
right
we
now,
travel, we sure like to get back to it.
And I tell you right now that they've got the Sleep Number beds right now. Save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, the Queen C2 mattresses are now $599.99, but there's so much more to it than that. And this time of the year, you need to get a new mattress. This is the time of the year to get that new mattress. You're going to be tempted to go out and get one of those lesser mattresses, but trust me, Sleep Number. J.R. Thompson and J.D. Powers and Associates, highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses for 2 years in a row. The Consumer Reports Mattress of the Year, 2 years in a row. You're not going to get any better than Sleep Number. Adjusting for your size, your side, your sleep number. My sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. It allows us to get the best night's sleep and the type of firmness on our mattress that we want and not have to argue about whose side was better. This is Sleep Number, and the way you get a Sleep Number is head on down to the Target Shopping Center, hop on into the store. Well, you don't have to hop in. You can walk in, stroll in. You can even sashay in if you want to and see Brian or Janice and go in and lay on a mattress and buy one. You're never going to be sorry. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
The North State's Heritage Thursday through Saturday at the annual Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, demonstrations, and new this year, the Strongest Logger Competition. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2017 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday through Saturday. Event sponsors include Tri-Counties Bank, Eddie Axner Construction, Les Schwab Tire Centers, and Warner Enterprises. And remember, admission is free.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
This is Carl and the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and iSeries bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Side to see.
Good morning, everybody.
By the Lord in a flatbed.
All right. No, 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 no.
Down to Lincoln, look at me. Take on, babe.
Okay, now let me tell you, I have a photo of me standing on
you
the corner.
Do you make up your own words along with it while you're singing along?
You don't? Okay, tell me you don't make up words.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I'm standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. And you have the corner in Winslow, Arizona. And standing there by this light is a full-size statue of Glenn Frey.
Yep.
And on the wall is a mural. This big wall's got a mural of a girl, blonde, leaning out of a Ford truck, a flatbed Ford truck right there. And that's the mural.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you say you're standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. You can do that. Get your photo taken.
Yep.
I have my photo taken from that spot. But it's a great place to go to. Winslow is kind of a small area, but that place right there is super. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we were coming through on our Harleys, and we didn't have to wait. But I guess during some times of the year, they have a lot of people standing around.
Okay, we're going to be talking.
And I'm not selling a gun so Linda can go to L.A.
Yeah. Pop culture tourism.
Madam, take a seat.
We are going to be covering some headlines here in just a moment. But first, I'd like to do a couple giveaways. So those who are listening this morning, I have a $10 gift card from the wonderful restaurant From the Hearth. $10 gift card. Give us a call, 605-4567. First caller gets that.
If you haven't eaten there.
Wonderful soups,
salads. Do yourself a favor. This is a great place to eat.
Nice $10 off.
One, right down from us.
Covers
Thank
one meal.
Goodness. Yeah. Plus the fact it's just a great place to eat. You know, good food. Get your organic stuff there. Plus, you can get just great salads, great sandwiches. It's super. And it's a $10 gift card, 605-4567.
That's the first caller. Our second caller.
Should we wait to the next commercial just so we don't get them confused?
All right, let's do that.
Okay, we'll just wait.
Okay,
anyway.
Now what do you think about this whole thing that's going on, Carl, with Trump's travel ban and the courts going back and forth? I'm confused.
What Trump said was that he wants to put a permanent ban on Syria until they can figure out how to vet all the people coming in there. He's putting a 90-day pause on people from seven different countries that sponsor terrorism. Now, these are countries that he didn't make up. These are ones that are identified by the Obama administration and said, well, man, these are countries that sponsor or train terrorists. So, you know, and they've issued guidance on that. Well, the only thing that Trump has said, President Trump has said is this: I am the president of the United States. I don't feel like our vetting systems are working or our vetting systems are good enough, and I want to put a pause on it from these seven countries, just a pause just a delay for 90 days so we can get our arms around it and make sure everything's okay. The ones from Syria, he says, I have severe problems with because we have to make sure that they are vetted completely. Now, some people will tell you that it's 2 years of vetting people from Syria. Now, what I think, this is just me, and now, oh, yeah, by the way, John Kelly, who's the head of Homeland Security, said, look, this is my bust. I put this out, and it was probably out too soon, and, there were some things we have to do, like people with visas, because everybody was being stopped. So people with visas were allowed to come on back in. People in this country are allowed to stay. Those things. You know, if you're in another country and you've got a visa, does that mean you're from Syria, let's say, originally from Syria, and you've already got a visa and you've been living here for a couple of years, does that mean you can't come back? No. Those can come back. So it wasn't – I tell you what, it wasn't rolled out very well. And I know of other things that people can talk about how they weren't rolled out very well, like Obamacare and a few other things, because it's a big thing. Now, what I would like to see – And President Trump has thrown this one out, is that we spend a lot of money, of course, but we spend money to build camps in countries close to where these people are refugees from, so they can go and live, you know, and live in a place where it's decent and they can be safe. And then when the troubles are settled, they can just go right back to their country. We bring in 200,000 people into this country that are refugees. How many of those do you think are going to go back? None. None. But if they're staying close to their country, and then when it's when things are settled, then they can move back in. You know, frankly, trying to find out, too, is if you have a military-age guy, man, from Syria coming in, and there's no paperwork on him, how are you supposed to vet him to make sure of who he is? It's tough enough when you were there when there was paperwork on people, trying to figure out who they were and if they, you know, and where their allegiances were. So how are you going to do that with, say, 100,000 people from another country? I know we've got people over there, but you don't have any paperwork on them. Bob?
Well, you've got to figure out who it is who's coming in.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The bottom line. You have to. And if you don't know who's coming in, then just let everybody in and let's just hope for the best. So people that are upset about that have got to really take a step back and go, wait a minute, is he doing this just because he hates Muslims? No, he doesn't. It's not doing it because he hates Muslims.
Do you think it's a Muslim ban?
No,
it just happens to be countries.
It's not a Muslim ban. Muslims are still coming in. If Muslims are coming in from, you know, and people will say, well, look, all the attackers came from Saudi Arabia. So why aren't we using them as, you know, why don't we ban them? Because Saudi Arabia is not sponsoring terrorism.
Without naming names and with all due respect, the person who told you and me that there are no immigrants was stupid and naive.
Well, that was, yeah.
Yeah. All right, my opinion. She has her opinion.
Yeah,
I have mine.
Right. Trending on social right now.
Anyway, but that right there. And so people are all so irate about this. Instead of just saying, and I understand it, you know, oh my gosh, he's banning because of religion. Nah, he's banning them because of the countries they come from. And let's just, you know what? Can we just say this? That how many Catholic Irishmen from Nebraska have led a terrorist attack in the last 5 years? I would imagine that number is really low. If you look at where the terrorist bombers are, they're Islamic terrorists.
What about shooters?
Islamic fundamentalists. Well, and shooters, but they are Islamic. They're not Jewish grandmothers. Come on. Let's just look. I mean, and the funny thing is that people are so, oh, no, we can't do that. Well, yeah, we can. It doesn't mean that every Muslim is a bad person. It doesn't mean every Muslim is suspected. But let's just look at things, and we look at where terrorism comes from and where it's sponsored and where they're trained. What's wrong with some common sense here? That's all I'm saying.
But it's not necessarily, like you said,
it wasn't necessarily rolled out really
right,
well. Yeah,
right,
no,
right.
No.
Okay,
no, it was. And I'll admit that. I mean, this could have been, it could have been thought out a lot better.
Trending on social right now, I like to read about the top five things. I tried to help black people vote. Jeff Sessions tried to put me in jail. Voices. This is trending on social. Here's that Coretta Scott King letter that got Elizabeth Warren in trouble. Parents slammed Trump for including children's deaths on terror lists. Richard Hatch of Battleship Galactica dies. Yep. Why Elizabeth Warren was accused of impugning Jeff Sessions.
Okay. Quickly, Warren was told to sit down last night. In the Senate, there's Rule 19. Rule 19 says it's been there for over a century. And why was it brought up? Because two senators got into a fist fight over 100 years ago on the Senate floor. Frankly, I think it's a good way to settle some things down there. At least it releases some aggression. And, you know, maybe they can have a drink afterwards, have a beer afterwards, have a beer summit. But the rule is you cannot speak disparagingly about another member of the Senate. And what Senator Warren was, she was reading a letter from 1986 about Jeff Sessions, written by Dr. Martin Luther King's widow. And in it, some things were said. And they said, wait a minute, that's you can't do that. And Warren goes, well, I can't. And McConnell said, no, you can't do that. And she had to sit down. And she says, I want a second opinion on this. And the second opinion was sit down. So she had to sit down and she couldn't finish her statement.
Which but she went on Facebook.
Well, yeah. You know, so she went on Facebook. But here's the thing is, right now, in my opinion, the Senate and the House are just at each other's throats, and this is not helping our country. They're going, you know, personal attacks. Everything you can possibly think of is going on, and yet these are the, quote, the august body of the Senate. And the House of Representatives is more like a free-for-all, clowns in town. But the bottom line is they're not talking to each other. If they don't talk to each other, they're not going to get anything done. They're going to just keep hammering things through. The Democrats keep dragging their feet over stupid things, and then Republicans are just going to just start hammering them, and then things are just going to get worse. Instead of trying to work together, come on. There were some people there that were good. That were good picks. That just sailed through. Mattis, Kelly, and a couple others. But when it gets down to it, they're all going to get through. The Democrats at 5 was, if I was a Democrat, I'd say, look, we got our butts handed to us on November 8th. Then I think that maybe we should kind of like regroup, see what's going on, pick our fights. You know, SCOTUS, the Supreme Court nominee.
Right.
No. Because
you don't think
no,
he's going to go through?
Don't go into – of course he is. But don't go into the fight about it. Wait till the next one. By this time, you build up some speed and build up some, mm-hmm. get people kind of going, and then go for the next one. Because the next one is going to be the big one.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, oh, by the way, congratulations, Leroy. I'm going to put your $10 gift card at the front desk here at 1326 Market Street. That's where we're located. It'll be at the front. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear about some wonderful news here with our new over like a year anniversary of Wellgate Sports Club, its owner, Rich Novelli, and the owner of Boheme Spa. She is here as well, and we're looking forward to talking to them both, and it'll be a wonderful interview. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14.6. Man, I am quick on the tongue here today. Wait a minute.
That was loud. Sorry.
Come on. You usually kind of go down. Da, 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 while I'm talking.
You were talking.
Well, no, but I was talking, but you're supposed to bring, you know, like you always do. Do, 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 do. You know. Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the
25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
KCNR 14.60. It's always a party here in the morning. Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. Of course, we want to give you, again, we have a flood warning that's going on until Friday. We have, the gusts of winds are going to be up to 45. Really, just be very, very careful. And Bob had mentioned it earlier to be careful. And we're going to talk about where you live and what that must be like out there. Mm-hmm. Allie's with us from Boheme Spa. But anyway, Carl, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And we just know that we have rain and windy with our highs of 59 today. And we've got, just as we progress here, it's just rain all week. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Home Helpers. Hey, if you need in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term.
Blah,
long-term.
Blah, 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 blah. Go ahead. I'm just giving you some hero medicine.
It's Home Helpers. Sherry Clark started this business 10 years ago, and she's got the premier in-home health care service in Northern California. She's helped a lot of people. We had people on the other day that they gave her, you know, when they she was that she had helped their parents, and Sharon, and they don't even live around here, but Sharon was able to help them. Every one of her people are handpicked, background checked, all thoroughly trained, insured. They have it all. Home Helpers, not any better than Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350. Okay, we're here with Rich Novelli, who, of course, is our Will Gates Sports Club guru, and?
And Allie.
From
Boheme Spa.
Yes.
Allie, what's your last name?
Evers.
Let's get you turned up there. We got you on Allie Evers. Okay. So, welcome to the show this morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
It's Wednesday. It's hump day.
Yeah.
We're getting it.
Yeah.
Bob, it's just her voice is like that. So, I mean,
it's tiny.
No, I can attest that it is not tiny at times.
Okay. It's a new year, guys. Right. New launches of things. You know, like we got new music. We got new intros. We got a new website coming on.
Everybody's growing.
Everybody's moving forward.
Right. Right.
So what's the latest?
Well, first, good morning, and thank you for having us on. You guys, it is amazing to me always how just wonderful you guys look at this hour of the morning.
I know you start
earlier, but for us to come in here and hear that, I almost feel like we have to referee a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. That's true.
But it's great.
Yeah, Bob gets referee pay.
Yeah, Bob, extra.
Bob is like children. He goes, children, calm down.
Children, the show's getting ready to start. And Linda, stop biting Carl on the shoulder.
Yeah. Well, Bob is one of our favorite members, and I didn't realize how much of this is, you know, combat pay that he probably has.
Yeah, that's not a vest. That's a flak jacket.
I tell you.
Sometimes we've had collateral damage in here.
But he is a success story, and so he's one of the many that Well, Gay, congratulations. Okay. You're celebrating over a year. How long now since the doors opened?
It's been almost, it's coming on 2 years. It's been about 20 months.
Talk about flying by.
It has flown by, and it's been a wonderful experience. We have to thank both of you for your incredible support from day one. This has been a wonderful adventure. And for us, having Boheme Spa in the place really was a turning point for us in terms of really kind of integrating with the culture that we were trying to build, this kind of upscale brand that we're trying to build. And Allie and her team have been absolutely wonderful. But, you know, this is kind of Christmas come late for us. January, February is, of course, New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. And it came a little bit late. I think part of that was because of where the New Year's holiday fell and the long weekend, and then this wonderful rain that we've been getting, maybe a little too much, but I'm not complaining. So we have seen a lot of people coming in the club, a lot of folks that haven't been in for a while, and a lot of new faces that are taking advantage of the resources that Wellgate's trying to offer. And I think it's the same for you.
Absolutely. We celebrated a year in Wellgate beginning of December.
Wow.
And
you opened the beginning of December?
November last year. Crazy
okay,
time.
Okay, I guess so. I was just... Why are you decorating and trying to get, you know, the million things that women have to do, especially for their families?
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't mean that to sound sexist because I know men do too, but it's almost like, you know, so then let's decide we're opening a business and not only one, but two.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But it makes sense. I mean, you want to capture that holiday business. So it did make sense to open around then, but it's been a wonderful year. I feel like more than anything, our relationship has really grown with the members of Wellgate.
Wonderful.
And building a lot of trust and having them come in to see us more and more and be part of their wellness. So it's been really a great relationship.
Well, you've got one of the, I don't want to leap ahead here. So let's talk about the facilities you have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I think it's really cute that you gave Bob his own reclining elliptical.
Yes.
I mean, and that he's got the little name on it plaque name on it, you know.
Reserved for Bob.
It's got her name on it. I mean, it's pretty cute, really. But you've got – one of the things I always talk about is all of the machines that you have are such great shape and always clean. You know,
well, thank you.
They're very lined up in very, you know, in a very straight order, which really appeals to my military sense.
Right, right.
You know, I come walk in and I kind of make sure they're all lined up perfectly, you know, but then I don't have to move any of them. I'm not that obsessive compulsive.
No.
And then, yeah.
Because I would move them back, trust me.
So they're all just perfect there. And the free weights are well taken care of. Everything's put back where they're supposed to be. You can actually find, okay, how many times have you tried to find a piece of equipment? Like if you're doing, you know, pull downs or something, mm-hmm. that you just can't find it because somebody has managed to take it all the way across the gym and just drop it off there.
Right.
Not because for any reason except they didn't care. Yeah. But you don't find that there.
No, and it was one of the things that I did want to mention that, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years. I mean, it's hard to believe, and I know I don't look it, but it's one of those things where you look back, and I have to say we have been so fortunate, so blessed to have this wonderful group of members. I mean, there's not a bad one in the bunch. And usually I can count on my troublemakers, you know, no matter where I go. But here, it's just not the same. I mean, people enjoy the facilities. They enjoy our people. And they take care of their club because it is their club. And they really, truly enjoy it. We have, you know, the bathrobe beauties that come in the morning for their aqua aerobics classes, and they're all, you know, they don't even bother getting dressed. They come in their bathrobe and their bathing suit. It's just, it's fantastic. And
that's great. That's comfort.
Yeah. And so we are just so fortunate and humbled to have these great group of people.
We should have a day like that.
So, yeah, we should.
Jammy day. Jammy day in the studio. Bob. I want to see you in your onesie.
Okay. One of the beautiful things, you have a wonderful website, by the way. You, our listeners, go to WellgateSportsClub.com. Fitness, nutrition, mindset, community. Mm-hmm. The four pillars of wellness. Can we begin there? Because I do know, and I will add to that before you respond, is that the Boheme Spa is part of that, and we say that it's part of and with the special package you can get from Wilgate, you go in and you can get your feet, your massage, which helps to relieve tension. There's a lot of spiritual alignment that happens with relaxation.
Right.
Absolutely.
We talk a lot about recovery being very important in any kind of lifestyle program. And recovery is greatly overlooked. And it's amazing now with the internet and how much information you can get and learn what research they're doing on the importance of sleep. We've talked about it on this show.
Oh, my gosh.
The importance of recovery, and especially as we get older, we do not recover as fast as we used to. And so recovery, in some regards, is even more important than the workout itself, because you have to give the body time to recover and recuperate. And, you know, Bohem Spa specializes in that, obviously. We have a number of members that have taken advantage of what we call our Rejuvenate membership, which is a regular membership, but you get two spa services.
Mm-hmm. We love
included
that.
I know. I see you in and out, and you come out refreshed. And that has really kind of integrated in with the four pillars. Mm-hmm. The other is mindset. And we believe that education, you should always be learning. And so we have a series, every month called Wellness Wednesday. And we have various experts from within the community, outside the community, talk about everything from nutrition to how to be safe in Reading. Tai Chi demonstrations, beauty demonstrations by Bohem. One of the most popular educational experiences that we had with Wellness Wednesday was how to be safe in Reading. And we had two current and two former law enforcement officers from, not even from Reading, outside the area, talk about things that you can do to stay safe in Reading. And it was one of the most popular talked about series that we had. It was kind of a panel discussion. And people just gravitate towards that stuff. And so that's part of this mindset, socializing, community involvement that we try to have for everybody.
Okay. So that Wednesday wellness is what time?
It's generally the third Wednesday of every month from 12 to 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And
During lunch.
Great. And this coming Wednesday I think it's the 15th, I want to say, we have Dr. Rob Hamilton from Prestige Urgent Care coming out. He is running their active aging program, which has become hugely popular. And does things about cryotherapy, hormone replacement. So he'll be out speaking. Whether you're a member or not, come on.
Well, we're going to have him on. We talked to him.
Yes.
And we're going to get ready to head on down there and see that. We got to take a break right now. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Dish Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call your local guys here. 241-DISH. That's Doug Tooley and the Satellite Dish Company right here. And he's a veteran, and he's got a great deal that you can save $100 on your bill, and a veteran can save $100 on their bill. But you need to give him a call at 241-DISH to find out how that works. It's a great deal. Again, that's BNT Satellite, 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. We'll be right back with Rich Novelli and Amy.
Allie.
Allie. Well, we'll be right back.
Celebrate the North State's heritage Thursday through Saturday at the annual Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, demonstrations, and new this year, the Strongest Logger Competition. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2017 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday through Saturday. Event sponsors include Roseburg Resources Company, Dan Aaron's and Son, Steve Wills Trucking and Logging, and Wheeler Brader Shasta Energy Company. And remember, admission is free.
Play Counts Custom Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win a custom 1971 Chevy C10. Play every day and earn a drawing ticket for every blackjack dealt. Double your chances on Friday, March 17th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Drawing for the custom 1971 Chevy C10 is March 18th at 10 p.m. Play Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino, where you can hit it all night long. For Counts Custom Truck Drawing, details and rules, visit windriver.com. If truck is won before drawing, drawing is canceled. Blackjack is better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Wednesday, 7:51, currently 52 degrees. And we are here with Rich Novelli from Wellgate Sports Club and Allie Evers from Boheme Spa. Before we go into our finishing our program here with them, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Lighty's business there. And this is what he does for a living. This isn't a part-time or after-hours business. He's got professional NRA instructors, over 25 of them that teach in the Northern and Central California region. You get the most complete CCW training you're going to find anywhere, and including 8 hours of instruction and 4 hours of shooting. And you might think, is that important? Yeah, 4 hours of shooting. Handling the weapons is very, very important. There are actually some classes that don't have you do that. Mm-hmm. And how can you say then that you've trained somebody in a completely trained them if they don't even touch a gun? But you do at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822. Or register online at readingccw.com. Okay, we're here with Allie Evers and Rich Novelli. Okay, Rich, of course, is Wellgate. He is the man at Wellgate, the owner, and Allie Evers has Boheme Spa.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. And Allie, I want to ask
I'm
you.
I'm coming down there for a facial.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, you need
absolutely.
A facial and a massage. But Allie, I just am so impressed. You started with and Aveda is your main line.
Absolutely.
So you're an Aveda themed
concept salon and
concept
spa.
Concept salon. Yep. Okay, I like that. Mm-hmm. Aveda concept salon and spa. You started with the Boheme salon. On Dana.
Yep.
When did that begin?
That started in September 2009.
Okay.
So we're in our seventh, eighth year.
And so when you moved to Reading, actually you live in, did you say Mountain Gate?
I live near Lakehead.
Lakehead.
Yes.
Okay.
Technically Lakehead.
Okay. Where it's really storming.
Absolutely. And now Lakehead has become Lake California.
Yes, we are a lake. All again. Right. The lake is beautiful.
So your history was that you traveled a lot and you found this beautiful piece of property.
Yeah. I actually bought the piece of property from a family member.
Okay.
I could have lived anywhere in my territory of Colorado West.
Right.
When I worked for Aveda Corporate, and Reading was the only area that I had family, and I wanted to be near family, and I ended up out here. I bought the piece of property from that family. The very first time I ever visited in about 2002, 2003, amazing, stood on the property, fell in love. Didn't ask my husband.
Just purchased it. You love that. You just know.
Linda's mom went out and bought it.
It's one of those moments when you just know. You put your feet in. You just know. This is a calling. I'm supposed to be here.
I have to be here.
I came home with 5 acres on the side of a mountain. And, didn't ask. But it's been amazing.
And you and your husband built your home.
We did. My husband built our home by hand. He is not a builder. He took 3 years of time to put the effort in to learn how to build.
I want to meet him. That's impressive.
He is my rock. He built the whole thing.
Isn't that amazing? Love it.
So it is a pride and joy. It is a labor of love. Mm-hmm. Still needs work.
Okay. Right. So then you bring your expertise with the being the fact that you were at Veda Corporate to Reading and began the spa.
Yep.
That began the hair. So you have to train everybody. Yes. Everybody has to go through a special training to be able to learn about what the Aveda concept is.
Absolutely. So we attend education, I would say, at least 8 times a year. We're a large enough team now that we do a lot of in-house of our own education, where we bring in Aveda team members and Aveda educators, which is amazing to be able to offer that to our team. And so it's been absolutely a huge commitment. Education for me is my background with Aveda, and so it's a huge commitment for the salon and the spa. My background is spa, and so the salon has been always something new and something I'm learning and falling in love with more and more every single day. I'm so honored to have the second location now of the spa in Wellgate Sports Club, because that's really my passion, and want to see that fuel and continue to grow even more.
Well, I just want to tell our listeners share with our listeners that I had a facial with Allie, and I made an appointment. You know, here's like a certain time, and it was open, and it just happened to fall when you could do it. World class. And I've had facials around the world.
Thank you.
Your facials were world class.
Thank you.
Have to say that. Anyway, and the facility is wonderful, and it makes me want to keep coming back. And so how many people do you employ?
I employ 34 people. It may not feel like that at any point in time, because we have the two locations. Not everyone works every single day. We spread it out over 7 days a week. We are open 7 days a week. But I am honored to employ 34 people.
Fact that you're open on Sunday. I mean, I was in on Sunday, and it's on the Dana Drive.
Yeah, yeah. Sunday's a big day for us. We're open both locations on Sunday. It's a wonderful day for people to come in, find respite, be able to get their services done. It's a rare thing to be open
on a
Sunday.
Come in after church and
yeah,
things like
exactly.
That. Yeah.
Our afternoons fill really fast.
Sure.
It's a really
nice
day.
You know
for
what
us.
You two offer, and this, we've only got like 3 minutes left, but what you two offer at the Wellgate and Boheme is something that it's really important. You said it. We're stressed all during the week, most of us, for our jobs and everything we're doing. And you need a way of blowing this off. And it could be an hour at lunch, and when you're working out, it could be a workout and a facial afterwards. It can be both. And you've got so many different packages out there.
Valentine's. Yeah. Let's talk about Valentine's.
Yeah, we're very excited. In February, we launched our second new type of membership. You know, there's so many people in the community that may not have all the resources that some folks have to be able to buy a full package membership. So we felt kind of an obligation to open up the club to a different segment of the population, and we've developed this membership that we call the matinee membership. And so it's from 12 to 4 o'clock you can come in and use the club, and as a result you pay a lower dues, you get some incentives to come on in, but you still get use of all the facilities, all the wonderful people at the club. So we launched that February 1st. It's on our website, it's in the social media. We really encourage people to come by and take a look at the club. And if that's a sweet spot for you, whether you're a professional at lunch or you just have the time from 12 to 4, which is also a bit of a slow time for the club, so not that you ever have to worry about getting on equipment, but this makes it even more.
You got so much
agreeable.
Stuff there.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot there.
You know, you can work in with something, but most of the time You know, if you know, I've tried to pick different times,
right?
And I find good times to come through there, and you just whip through your workout.
Yeah.
So go to WorldGateSportsClub.com or stop by. They're on Eureka Way.
It's right on the corner of Eureka and Court Street.
Yeah. Right.
And do you have any
big parking
February specials as well? If somebody's not a member and they're thinking Bohem package.
Absolutely. So for Valentine's Day, we do a gift card special a couple times a year of $100 for $75. We choose to offer a discount on a dollar amount versus a specific service.
Okay, so you can get a $100 gift certificate for $75.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And that way you can choose to put it towards whatever service you want.
Okay.
I feel like that's a great choice. It makes the decision making really easy and everyone wins. So it's a good gift card special.
And women love it. People or men love gift cards because then you can use it anytime you want.
Absolutely.
But do go down and see the club, really. Thank you so much, Rich and Allie, for being with
us.
I know time flies, but
that's right.
We love you both.
We're going to be seeing you on a regular basis, too, of course, down there and here.
Definitely.
This is Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460 Shasta.
KCNR Shasta ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump forcefully defending the merits of his immigration travel ban. An update from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
One day after a federal appeals court took up the controversial executive order, the president unleashed on the three-judge panel.
I don't ever want to call a court biased, so I won't call it biased. And we haven't had a decision yet. But courts seem to be so political.
Mr. Trump said the executive order was written beautifully and that even a bad high school student could understand it. He said he was acting within his executive authority for the security of the country.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The Senate Judiciary Committee expected tonight to approve Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions as U.S. Attorney General. The vote will probably be right along party lines. While much of the nation talks about the new education secretary, who was confirmed yesterday, Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie is calling for the elimination of the entire department.
In a statement, Massie says, unelected bureaucrats in Washington shouldn't be in charge of our children's intellectual and moral development. Massie says he's long supported returning control of education to state and local officials. His one-sentence bill is pretty straightforward. It states simply, the Federal Department of Education shall terminate on December 31st, 2018.
As Wally Hines reporting, the latest storm in wet California triggering street flooding and rock slides around San Francisco. Marin County homeowner Dana Roxon says his neighborhood is prone to flooding, but not usually this bad.
I've owned a house in there for 40-something years, and it used to flood pretty regularly, but this is the first time since the 90s where it got this deep.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards took a tour of some of the devastation in his state yesterday. He said this tornado took a wide path.
It kind of bounced back and forth across the highway. It didn't just pursue a straight line.
Some 40 people were injured. Thankfully, nobody died. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Consult your tax professional before investing. Let me ask you a question. Can you keep your 401k or IRA safe from the death of the dollar, continued rampant Fed spending, political corruption, and from the possible new Cold War with Russia? If you answered no, then listen up. Fortunes are going to be made and lost over the next few months. It's time you took action. Over 50,000 people have requested our Gold IRA investment guide to learn how to protect their retirement savings. Now it's your turn. We are Advantage Gold, the number one rated gold IRA company in America by TrustLink. Right now, we are giving away a free copy of our new Gold IRA protection guide to anyone with an IRA, 401k, or retirement account that is over the age of 55. Just call 1-800-900-8000 right now, and we will help teach you how to keep your retirement savings away from the government and safe in your pocket. Just call today at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Representatives are standing by. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Britain's House of Commons is set to pass a bill authorizing the Brexit. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desmond.
The Commons vote is a major step on the road to Brexit. The bill sailed through an earlier vote last week and is very likely to pass and move smoothly to the House of Lords, keeping the government's March 31 timetable for triggering exit talks on track. The vote comes after 3 days of debate in which pro-EU lawmakers tried but failed to pass amendments. But the government has appeared to bow to some opposition pressure, promising lawmakers another vote before details are finalised by the EU bloc. Charles Suledesma, London.
The interior and defense ministers of 13 European nations are meeting in Vienna today, discussing ways to prepare for what they see as a likely uptick in migrant flows once the winter is over. Some of the countries at today's meeting became arrival or transit points along the now-closed West Balkans route for the influx of hundreds of thousands of mostly Muslim immigrants. More from townhall.com. Consumers increasing their borrowing in December at the slowest pace in 6 months as a growth in credit card usage decelerated sharply.
The Federal Reserve reports total borrowing rose $14.2 billion in December, smaller than November's increase of $25.2 billion. Borrowing in the category that covers auto loans and student loans rose by $11.8 billion. However, borrowing in the category that covers credit cards slowed to a gain of just $2.4 billion, following a surge of $11.8 billion in November. It was the weakest showing since credit card debt fell last February.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Stocks opened slightly lower on Wall Street a day after the NASDAQ composite actually notched another record high after an 11-point gain. Energy, banks, and healthcare companies led the way lower in early trading this morning. Energy companies fell along with the price of oil and gasoline futures. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. It is the 8th of February, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm, of course, here with the beautiful Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Wednesday show. We're here with Chief Paletti. First, with the weather, it's currently 52 degrees. Our highs today will be 60, our lows of 59. And, of course, we are in a flood warning that is going until Friday. Bob has more details on just kind of what's happening with our saturation at the moment.
And in addition to the ground being heavily saturated, Linda, we have a wind advisory in effect. That means gusts 40 miles an hour or greater. The problem is some of these big old gray pines that have a shallow root system. Ground is very saturated, and nothing like having a 3-foot diameter tree land on your car. So
there you go. How many billions of tell us again? You've figured it out.
I dug out the calculator yesterday. The Shasta Lake had 90,000 acre feet of water. Now an acre feet is 325,000 gallons. You whip out the calculator, that's 30 billion.
30 billion gallons of water hit the Shasta Lake yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's just in one day. So you got to think about
it. Brought
that.
It up several. We're only 24 feet from the top.
And if you look at it, they are running that water out as fast as they can. They have flooded out. And we've got Chief Paletti here. I'm sure he'll be able to talk a little bit about this. But they're flooding out. Yeah, if you're down there on those trailer parks, in that trailer park near the river, the lower one's gone. Yes. So I imagine the other ones are moving them out, too.
And there's big headaches down at Lake Oroville, where the dam has suffered some significant damage. Yeah.
Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends and discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, we got to say hello to somebody.
Yes, our winner of the gift card.
Leroy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Leroy. Thanks for listening. He just
popped
came in.
From the hearth. Nice.
We're going to be giving away more of those. We have something else to give away before we start with the Chief.
Yes, we have an evening at Club Cougar, which is happening tomorrow night, February 9th. This is, of course, the wonderful, and this complimentary 2 tickets with a dinner. So this is what you're going to get. When you register, you'll come in and get these tickets. It's a, printed out, catered by Star Spangled Catering. First course in antipasto plate, dinner rolls with butter, Caesar salad, lemon lime curd tartlets, and chicken cordon bleu. Ooh. And that's an evening of Club Cougar tomorrow night.
And, of course, that's music, acting. It's got it all right there.
So there's 2 tickets here. And
it's going to be at the First Church of the Nazarene on Michelli Lane.
Just the first person to call, 605-4567. Well, these are two tickets, and these are probably, I don't know, probably $40 a piece. So you're getting a great night of entertainment from Club Cougar and the kids from Foothills High School's Performing Arts Department.
So give us a call here. The first caller wins, 605-4567. Here the lines are, here we go. Let's find out who we've got. Let us know before we take a break here. Okay. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Chief Rob Paletti, Reading Police Chief. And
February. What's news in February? What are like the flash bang hot spots?
Water.
Water. And we have big news, right? Or is that something we can talk about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you talking about the jail?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Okay, first of all, everybody knows the Ark.
The Ark is gone.
The Ark sunk. The Ark sunk in the midst of a financial deluge of no money. So the Ark sunk. Isn't that kind of cool? The Ark.
I don't think it was no money. I think it was not enough money. But
well, it might as well be no money.
So when, kind of going back to, you know, when D&E were in discussion, when they delayed the courthouse, which was the two courtrooms attached to the jail were part of the plan, as well as the basement, I proposed an idea to maybe get the courts to consolidate to one courtroom, run a day and a night court so we could still have the 64 beds in the in the one courtroom. And it met with, you know, there's complications for the court with how they have to schedule their courts and judges and attorneys and defense attorneys and all of that. So, you know, we had that discussion and it kind of went off to the wayside. But after the Ark was not going to be built, I talked to Leonard Modi and I said, hey, I have an idea, and proposed that idea to him. Leonard took that and modified it, which I actually like his plan maybe a little bit better than my own, to what he proposed yesterday at the Board of Supervisors was to move the stuff that is in the basement, which is the laundry and the kitchen facilities, out to the Sheriff's Service Center, which repairs their vehicles, which is right next to the jail, and relocate their fleet operations to somewhere else. That would put the kitchen and the laundry right next to the jail, and it would allow 64 beds in the basement of the jail. The capital improvement costs are lower, and because it's attached to the jail, the operating costs are more efficient because it's attached to the same jail. And what I like about that is that 64 beds relatively soon, and then when they build the courthouse, we still have the options for 64 beds in each of those courtrooms that are attached to the jail. So that could actually give us an option of 64 times 3, 196?
What, 64 times 60, 3?
You can do 64 in the basement.
192
beds. Yeah. So over, you know, over time, that still gives us an option to add. Yeah, we're not mathematically gifting.
I'm just thinking.
No,
I'm still right.
18, that's
why we're
192.
Yeah, that's why we're soldiers and Marines and not airmen. But yeah, you know, the fact of the matter is that gives us some options to incrementally add bed space over time as it's needed. But it also gives us, you know, if the county can work out the details and the funding, it doesn't impact the courts this way, the way that my plan did, which I like. They're struggling to keep up as it is, but it also adds 64 beds in a relatively short period of time.
How short?
Well, you know, that's up to the, you know, County Public Works and their staff to figure out. But, you know, I at least like the fact that, you know, you make a proposal and somebody actually is looking to try to find a way to make that happen.
Sungo just was getting it on with eBay shopper here and says, well, you know, you definitely need a facial and maybe a cleanse. And with that, I'm out of here. See you, Sonny. Have a great day. you know, there are the fact is we need more beds. And so this, if it's 64, okay, fine. There's 64 beds.
Correct.
And the thing is, can we do it quick?
Well, and I think, you know, obviously there's capital improvements that have to be done or renovations that would have to be done.
Well, what was the 190 beds?
Well, the 190 is you have Justice 1 and 2, the two courtrooms that are attached to the jail. Well, the courts will vacate those when they build the new courthouse. Now,
that could be
2 years, that could be 5 years, that could be 6 years. However, it still shows, but there's more efficiency by having it all in one building. So, therefore, the operating costs are less because you don't need two control rooms. You don't need two video monitoring rooms. And the sheriff can talk about all the intricacies of the jail. But what I'm encouraged by is at least we're still trying to find solutions to add the bed space, because we have consistently over the last 3 years, 2014, 2015, 2016, when we pull arrest numbers, we've been, you know, about 8,500 arrests per year. But about high 300s, low 400s of people are still consistently 35% of our arrests. We have to find a way to get those people through the court process and over to the rehabilitation programs we're putting on. Otherwise, they're useless.
But we know that.
Well, but we don't have the beds.
So right. What is the supervisor? You are coming up with ideas. The board of supervisors have been sitting on their butts for 5 years on this same damn thing, and they've finally come up with something now that gives us 64 beds. Where in the hell were they for the last 5 years?
Well, I'm just happy that it's happening now.
Yeah.
So let's live in the future,
let's
not the past.
There we go.
So I'm happy that something's moving forward.
Okay,
I'm encouraged by that.
Flap your wings.
Okay, so that's 64.
Somewhere else.
So, you know, why don't we really think outside the box here?
Well,
why don't we do something like bring in some kind of portable jail facilities and stick them? Or how about the sheriff's office, the old sheriff's office? It's empty, right? How hard is that to put people into?
Well, that's where the new courthouse is going to go. So,
but I'm talking about a temporary
facility. But what I'm talking about is read the California Code of Regulations and look at the restrictions on the sheriff. This is one of the frustrations that I have as well, is that my doctor tells me the definition of stress is being held accountable for decisions you didn't make. And, you know, the sheriff didn't come up with the California Code of Regulations of what he has to do
that.
With jail. Just like I didn't come up with AB 109, Prop 47, or Prop
right.
57. I have to live within that system. So if the system says they have to have a certain amount of amenities, and those amenities are already attached to a jail that already exists, and we can renovate to get beds cheaper and more efficiently,
I understand
that's a great plan.
So, you know,
I do, too.
Well, no, it's a great plan.
So let's draw
rope. I am not disparaging
that. Ring the bell. Something's happening.
Well, it hadn't happened yet.
Well, it's...
I'll ring that bell when they open that place
okay.
up. Because I have heard so much stuff before from our elected politicians. Oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. And all the time, Paletti's sitting there going, oh, here we go again.
No, but not today. Paletti is sitting here with a smile on his face
okay.
because there's movement.
But here's the point. I am not going to smile. I am not going to ring the bell until they put the damn thing there. Until they open it up and put the first dirt bag in there, I will ring the bell. I will come down there, and I will kind of say, we're not worthy. We're not worthy. And when the first time it opens.
Okay, Linda, he's going to decaf.
And right now, I'm going to break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The
hey,
only
Valentine's
full service,
is coming up.
Yeah, the only full-service jewelry store in town, and it is Valentine's Day is coming up. They've got great selections of everything there. I'm telling you what, this is a superstore to go to. It's got the only trained watch repairman. This is a great place. Four Winds Jewelry, fair prices, really people of high honesty and integrity at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with our Pollyannish view of the future.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Fine Ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. Good morning, everybody. It is the 8th of February, 2017, 52 degrees, going up to 60 today. It's going to be raining. It's going to be raining all through the weekend, so just get ready.
It's not going to be. It is.
It is raining all through. And it's raining right now. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. This is the place in town to find out what the gun laws are and also to buy the finest selection, has the finest selection of guns that you're going to find. Ammo, all types of accessories are there, all at Bastiani Arms, plus classes and CCW and more. That's Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. They're open Tuesday through Saturdays. And, Chief, I'd just like to, before I run out of here with my hair on fire, that, you know, I know that you're coming up with these plans, and, you know, we need to do that because we have been sitting at go for years now, and, you know, the things aren't getting any better in most cases. We are seeing improvements, you know, some of these places being shut down, the massage parlors being shut down. Frankly, you never think of massage parlors and prostitution in a city like Reading, but it's rampant here. But you started going shutting those down. We've shut down these hotels, but we still got to get our arm around these 100. If you just take 100 of them off the street, I think you'd see a dramatic drop in crime.
I think you'd see a huge drop in crime because it really is a matter, especially in property crime. If you can grab your most prolific criminals and either rehabilitate them or lock them up, then you can have a huge impact on crime. It's not – so about just over 2,100 people, 2,080 I think it was, got arrested one time. So that's a singular incident that they did. It's those people that are arrested five or more times. So we had – I think it's 82 people that were arrested over 1,000 times. Those are the people that we need to be able to impact. And 64 beds would have a good impact on that because we could hold them until we could get them through the courts.
All right. So hey, just so you heard that on the air, Carl is running out with his hair on fire, like he said. He's going to be taking a flight here in momentarily, if he can get on a plane in time, to San Diego, where he's going with the Citizen Advisory Board for the Highway Patrol to fly into San Diego, where they meet and they hit the border. So when he comes back, and Trish Clark, of course, will be hosting. So I'm excited to have Chief Paletti here, and we're going to be going into a lot of, you know, you're always welcome to call in if you have a question for the Chief. That's 605-4567, right, Chief?
Yes.
Open for that. And when we come back at the last half hour of the show, we want to talk about National Guard and what you're doing with the National Guard, as well as kind of having a double role here, Chief of Police, and then you know, they're more than just weekend warriors. I think a lot of people want to know what the National Guard is usually called on. How does one get involved with the National Guard? And, I mean, there's operations all over the place. It's very interesting to me.
Absolutely. Yeah. The California National Guard actually has a dual role. So we obviously have our federal United States Army mission to support the needs and the missions given to us by the President of the United States and the Congress. So we have, you know, units deployed in Afghanistan, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, units going to all over the world in other countries as well that aren't quite public yet. So, but the National Guard sends people on deployments in support of the operations of the United States Army and the United States Air Force, because there is an Air Guard and an Army Guard.
See, I didn't know that.
Yes, there is an Air Force component to the California National Guard, too. So, but on the state side, we also respond to natural disasters and emergencies. So, you know, they have we have the 9th Civil Support Team, which is a chemical biological testing in case of terrorist attack. March 4th, I'm very proud to say that I will assume command of the 49th Military Police Brigade. And that is composed of three battalions, 19 companies. Two of those battalions are military police. One of them is combat engineers. And that headquarters is also the Homeland Response Force for FEMA Region 9.
Wow.
So it serves all of the Western United States plus some territories like the United Islands of Micronesia, which I'm not quite sure where that is. But I'll figure it out because I'll be the commander. But that is a mass decontamination unit. So we have the MPs are actually a security element for that, and the engineers do the mass decon and search and rescue. So there's a lot of capacity, you know, the transportation. If it's in the regular Army, it's in the California National Guard. Intelligence, armor, infantry, artillery, military police. I have seven military police companies split into two battalions from Eureka to south of San Diego. So if you're really interested in going into the National Guard, it allows you to serve your state as well as serve your nation. And so with the floods that we're seeing now,
wow.
You know, the National Guard fill sandbags. They do aviation support is a big one during the fire season. You will see California National Guard helicopters working with Cal Fire to augment their helicopter fleet to drop water, to do evacuations. Last year in Lake County, I think the California National Guard put over 500 hand crews,
wow.
Individual soldier hand crews on the fires and supporting those operations there. So it is a dual role, and the California National Guard gets very well involved in the state emergency preparedness and disaster reaction forces.
Well, that's fascinating. I didn't know that. With your, you know, your security clearance and all the other things that happens, say somebody decides, you know, how does one go about becoming, going and volunteering?
Well, there are recruiters in every city. There are recruiters at the National Guard Armory here in Reading. And the unit that's here in Reading will be part of the brigade that I assume command of on March 4th. The 132nd Engineers are a bridging unit. That allows us to cross, you know, allow tanks and other things to cross waterways in combat. We also have, you know, the closest military police unit I have to here would be Sacramento, the 270th Military Police Company. But there are those, you go into a recruiter just like you do in the Army.
Okay.
And you go through MEPS just like you do in the Army. The difference is when you're done with basic training and your advanced individual training, you come home. And for a... You know, you're not going to get rich in the National Guard, so I don't want to promise you a huge
right.
paycheck. But it's a way to give back to your community but also serve your country. If you're going to college, there's education benefits and everything else like there is in the regular Army. So say, for instance, if you came into one of my military police companies, you would go after you go through MEPS. Once you get your ship date, you go to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. You go through basic training, MP school, and then you come back, and one weekend a month you go down to your your unit. When you're E1 through 4, it's pretty much a two-day-a-week commitment. When you start becoming a non-commissioned officer, especially the senior non-commissioned officers and the officers, there's a lot of stuff that you have to do in between drill. So you're responsible for setting up the training and administration of everything that happens. We have every responsibility in the California National Guard that a regular Army unit does as far as paperwork goes, and training, only we get 2 days a week. 2 days a month to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of stuff, emails, phone calls, and other things you do in between. There's also a lot of education that you have to do that really kind of somewhat falls on you as a soldier to get done. Also your physical fitness, whereas the regular Army has PT every day. You know, in the National Guard, it becomes an individual soldier responsibility.
So I'm curious about that. Your physical training, as you're saying, when you go through, it's not your typical boot camp.
Uh-huh.
You have to go through boot camp.
They go to United States Army basic training. And then they go through United States Army Military Police School, and then they come to me. So the nice thing is for those that are students, I believe there's still the split option. So you can go to basic training one summer, go back to school, and then go back for military police school the following summer. The California National Guard, once you finish your degree, has a program within the state of California called, well, when I went, it was called the California Military Academy. Now it's called the 223rd Infantry Regiment. I commanded the military police school in California for 2 years. But they have an officer candidate school program. So once you have a certain number of units, I think it's 90 units, you can start officer candidate school. You do 2 weeks in the beginning, a year's worth of drills in Camp San Luis Obispo, and then 2 weeks at the end in Fort Lewis, Washington, and you're commissioned as a second lieutenant. And then we send you off to your basic course, depending on what branch. But literally, if it's in the United States Army, it's in the California National Guard. We have anything from intel and the combat arms, combat support, combat server support, medical units, anything that you want to do. In the Air Guard, there's F-15 Eagles down in Fresno. There's transportation units. Most of the air assets for the Cal National Guard are down south. But you want to be a helicopter crew chief? We got them. So if you're interested, anybody is always welcome to call one of the recruiters out at the armory and get more information. But it's the same as going in the Army, except you get to go home at night.
All right. Well, fantastic information here. Chief Rob Paletti, our police chief here in Reading, is with us this morning. And we're going to take a break now. We've got the next half hour. If you've got calls, Bob's checking out our chat pack, too. If you got you don't want to call in, you got a question for Chief, call in. We've got the next half hour. We're going to be talking about some real topical things here in Reading, as well as a little bit more of the National Guard and the Air Force. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Eric Estrada. Remember Punch from Chips? Well, I can't wait to come to town with America's greatest game show.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our America's Greatest Game Show Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with Eric Estrada.
And here's how you can be part of the excitement.
February 1st through 23rd, Swipe to Win entries. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Drawings every day at 6, 7, and 8 p.m. for your chance to win show tickets.
So keep earning those entries and win tickets to America's greatest game show.
Over $10,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes will be won at each show. Plus, your chance to win $100,000. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Over 50 winners each show, Friday, February 24th at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So join me, Eric Estrada, and get in on all the fun.
Swipe to win, play to win, and spend your Valentine's month with heartthrob Eric Estrada. For details on America's greatest game shows, log on to WinRiver.com. Eric Estrada, only at the River.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome Welcome back to KCNR. Ooh, crack that whip. That's you, Paletti. He walks in his uniform like, oh, okay, please don't spank me. Did I do anything wrong? I hope not. Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios, and Bob Belongi turns around like, what? Would you please give us just another update on this horrific weather and our flood watch warning?
We have an active flood warning. That means there is actual flooding taking place in many of the low-lying areas. If you happen to be near a creek or other waterway, be kind of mindful of that. Do not try to cross a flooded intersection. More drownings occur in motor vehicles than pretty much from any other cause. Any moving water is a very dangerous thing. The winds are going to be bringing down trees around the North State, so batten down for the rest of the week, Linda.
All right. You know, we're located down on a Market Street right across from the – actually, right around the corner is Station One. Oh, okay. So Station One. Anyway, so you'll hear every now and then, because we got the door open for ventilation, you'll hear the sirens going by. But anyway, welcome back to the show again, like with the weather. 52 degrees. Our highs today will be 60. Our lows, 59. Flood warning all the way up with, the gusty winds. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. We can't say enough about Chuck Kinney. We were very fortunate enough to attend an event with him the other night, and a lot of the folks from Shasta Gas Propane. Such an important part of our community, and as we know, when you live here and you are a vital part of the community and you give, that their company is, they're very, very generous people, again, to support the community in lots of ways that we're not even aware of. So I just want to think that, you know, I just found somebody in him that I think is a local hero, Chuck Kinney, and that's Shasta Gas Propane. Garrett, congratulations. You won those two tickets on Club Cougar for tomorrow night. That's Garrett. See, I will give you a call after the show. The tickets will be in the front. That's 1326 Market Street, like we said, across from Station 1. And with us today is our chief of police. I always feel so honored when you come on. And what's happening with the station or with the new police? Are you happy with the new area?
Yeah, the facility's working out really well. I mean, we did very purpose build the building for patrol, so there's nothing real fancy. There's been a couple of little things that, you know, it's like building a house and realizing you wish you would have put the thermostat somewhere else. But you know, overall it's working very, very well. We do have a little bit of a complication. We tried to be more efficient with dollars when we built it and put a water cooling system on the property evidence side at the suggestion of the architects, rather than an air conditioning system, because of the cost savings for the insulation and the energy savings. Unfortunately, what we didn't compute into that, or they didn't compute into that, is the increase in humidity that is causing problems with evidence guns and boxes and evidence
tape. Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have to figure out a way to get that fixed. But overall, the new building is going very, very well. We have, somebody in the chat pack asked, you know, what have we done in the last 5 years? So I'll kind of give you a list. You know, the new building's been great. With grant funds, we've improved in our radio system. We've absolutely updated every one of our radios, because when I got here, they were single band radios, and now we have, with total grant money from Homeland Security, we've replaced every one of our police radios with dual band radios. So now they can actually flip over to low band and talk to a sheriff's deputy on the radio, where before they had to relay everything through Shascom. So that's done.
That's a significant step right there.
It's huge for the communication, because we have to work together as agencies, and we couldn't do that as well before. We are about to close the we have one step left before I can take the computer system contract and MOUs to council. Anytime you get two city attorneys and a county council, and they got to go agree on an MOU, you just got to get them all in one room, and that's going to happen on Monday. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks I can get the attorneys to all agree on what it says, and I can take that forward and we can start the implementation. But that's really taking a 1988 computer system and bringing it into the current century. All the money's there for that system. We just need to get rolling, and that is my system, the sheriff's, and the city of Anderson. So that's going to be a huge, you know, efficiency upgrade for the Reading Police Department. The only thing that we really haven't been able to make great traction on, obviously, over the last 5 years, is improving the staffing level of the Reading Police Department to be adequate to what the call load we're getting. When we go to the budget priority setting session on the 22nd, we're asking to retain four police officer positions that are in the neighborhood police unit, and I want to add CSOs to patrol so I can improve the customer service to the community. And hopefully, although we can't grow in one big chunk like we would have if DNEA passed, maybe we can start incrementally growing the department to what it should be.
Okay, that sounds great. And we're going to continue on with other things that have happened in the five-year tenure that you've had, or the five years that you've been. Has it really been 5 years?
Yes. November.
I remember
November
when you first got here.
Yeah, November 7th was 5 years.
It was a Marine Corps ball. Come meet every. Okay, so let's go to the phones. Gary, welcome to the show. You're live. Do you have a question for the chief?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
If President Trump asked you to put down the, or correct, whatever you'd like to say, the secession movement, the Cal exit movement, because we have a slight problem with the Constitution, will that be under your command, or will Homeland Security step in, or whatever? So I'll take my answer on here. Whatever you'd like to say, I'll be interested. Bye.
Thank you.
Well, that would not be us. I don't see him trying to put forces in to try to put down a California secession. I think that's a little drastic, but that would be he is in control of federal assets. He is not in control of the assets of the city of Reading.
Well, I think for some, when we hear that California may become a sanctuary, I mean, I've heard this in Sacramento. What happens if California becomes a sanctuary state?
Well,
there's going to be outrage.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we enforce state law. Federal assets enforce federal law. And we coordinate very well with, you know, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, DEA, and those assets. But our primary responsibility as, you know, officers of the Reading Police Department is to enforce the California Penal Code, Vehicle Code, Welfare and Institutions Code. And Basenko, you know, kind of addressed this when he was on the other day. We can arrest for federal statutes, but that's a handover to the feds and they do the prosecution. So realistically, anything that says title this or title that is really the responsibility of those federal agencies.
Are you feeling, are you seeing with the citizens as you go out, is there a huge unrest that's happening right now with the new presidential administration that's coming on? With there's such a, like, it's almost like it's true that somebody's come into the White House, took the marbles and picked up the jar and is shaking it. Shook it up, shaking it, and people just don't even know who they are, where they're going, and how they're falling. Are you feeling that at all?
No, I don't. I haven't. As police chief, I haven't had a single conversation with anybody about the presidential race. Most of the concern, obviously, is local concerns.
Yes,
you know,
of course.
How are we going to deal with the property crime? How are we going to deal with, you know, the drug problem? How are we going to deal with the transientism? And I think if you really look, you know, the underlying cause of the transients and the property crime is still the drug problem. And so the neighborhood police guys made a very nice arrest last week, got about a pound of dope, and their statistics that we've been able to compile with that team over the last year have been very impressive. 903 misdemeanor and felony arrests and citations.
What kind of dope?
That last week was meth.
Okay.
But, you know, It's frustrating. One of my drug officers was in the other day. They arrested a guy a few months ago for a pound of dope, and then he was sentenced to 25 years because of his criminal history. That sentence was suspended. They arrested him again for another pound, and he got his sentence suspended again. So the officers are really kind of looking at it like, you know, where are we getting the bang for the buck for our mm-hmm. enforcement when they're not really – they're not really getting the punishment for it. And that's why I'm encouraged that, you know, Leonard proposed a plan to still start adding more bed space, hopefully in short order so that we can start at least getting those people through the court system and giving our rehabilitation programs an attempt to help them.
Right.
If they don't take that chance and they don't take
then
that choice,
then they're back out on the street.
Then they go back to jail and they sit there and hopefully jail will help their decision-making process.
Right, and it becomes that vicious cycle.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, you're live. And then right after you, Gary wants to clarify a question. So, Terry, question for the chief.
Oh, okay. Gary or Terry, my dear?
Terry. Terry.
Okay, first of all, Proposition 54 did pass. What that states is that we do have sanctuary cities in California, and it moves us toward the sanctuary state. Senate Bill 6 also passed, which says that if you are an illegal immigrant and you are being deported, the state of California will supply an attorney for you. They passed the Senate. It passed last Tuesday. It will go to the Assembly, and according to our assemblyman, it's going to pass with flying colors because they don't have a majority. So, yes, California is a sanctuary state. Tehama County has just filed a resolution, resolution number 2017-16. They did it Tuesday. It is passed by a 3-2 vote stating that the Tehama County will not comply with the jurisdiction that California says it has over a sanctuary state because that is a federal jurisdiction and not the jurisdiction of the state. It's a federal jurisdiction. That particular resolution is being taken to RCRC by Bob Williams in Tehama County, who's now the chairman of RCRC. And on top of that, we heard last night that three other counties are adopting the same resolution, with their sheriffs willing to stand in the face of this illegal act by the state of California.
Great. So Resolution 106 is what you're saying?
Resolution 2017-16, and I'll have Sally send it to Carl.
Okay. Thank you so much, Terry. That's great information.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to Gary. You wanted to clarify a question. We have just about 30 seconds. You called earlier, Gary?
Looks like he gave up.
All right. Well, that was interesting stuff.
Essentially, yeah. If I can remember what Gary was asking, should the president say that California as a state is in violation and that some action needs to be taken, and it's gone beyond just filing briefs, who has the authority over the California National Guard? It's ultimately federal, right?
Well, no, it's
okay.
Not.
Okay.
It is federal when we're used in outside national defense issues. Internally, it's the governor, because posse comitatus comes into play, and you can't use federal forces for a law enforcement type action unless there is a declaration of martial law, which has never been done. So realistically, when the National Guard went into the airports after September 11th, and I was at San Francisco International for almost 9 months, that was by order of the governor. Because under the governor's order, the National Guard has limited peace officer powers under the penal code.
That could get nine kinds of sticky.
All right. Let's take a break on that one. Chief Paletti, Rob Paletti, is with us this morning, and we're taking your calls. Good stuff here on KCNR 1460.
Celebrate the North State's heritage Thursday through Saturday at the annual Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, demonstrations, and new this year, the Strongest Logger Competition. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2017 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday through Saturday. Event sponsors include Tri-Counties Bank, Eddie Axer Construction, Les Schwab Tire Centers, and Warner Enterprises. And remember, admission is free.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring 3 of Hollywood's greatest stars,
winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I know who that is. I remember when that album came out, Bob. I listened.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Fiona Apple. Love it. What a name, too. Fiona Apple. When it first came out, I listened to that album over and over again. Welcome back to KCNR1460 on this, we call it Hump Day. Bad girl. Wednesday, here it is. We are at KCNR 1460. Bob Belongi at the helm once again. Thank you so much. And Carl is en route. He should be at the airport now, heading out to San Diego again. If you were just tuning in, he's on his way to with the Highway Patrol Citizen Advisory Board, where they meet monthly. But this time they're flying to San Diego, where they're going to be touring the border and talking about, I guess we'll find out tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but on Friday, just exactly what they've been covering. And that'll be really interesting. I know I'm for one, am looking forward to that. With us this morning is Chief Rob Paletti. Thanks again for always coming on, and just great stuff. Are we on? Okay.
You got me?
So,
okay.
Yeah. So we have a caller. Bruce, do you have a question for the chief?
Yes, I was just wondering what the chief feels about, as an example, in the state legislature, Kevin DeLeon recently came out and said half his family's here illegally and they have fake documentation, and there's nothing wrong with having fake documentation in California. That's just the way of life, and it seems like our state is becoming totally lawless, and it's not going to stand that way, and our local governments need to start standing up against this lawlessness, like Tehama County. And I don't see how you can do your job when you have the head of the Senate promoting that it's okay for everybody to have fake documents in this state. And it's shameful.
Well, I will tell you from my perspective, and what's affecting us in Shasta County is a lot of what's coming out of Sacramento beyond just the illegal immigration. The systematic dismantling of the criminal justice system and our ability to hold people accountable right now in Shasta County, I think, is having even a more deleterious effect than the immigration issues. You know, when we arrest people and they're not allowed to go to prison anymore, and we arrest for crimes that typically would go to prison. I mean, we're trying to be creative with that, I guess you would say, and try to adjust to what appears to be the new normal, you know, by looking at more drug treatment programs, more rehabilitation. We can't count on just, you know, sending people to prison anymore. But it seems like every time that we adjust to a new normal, so we adjusted to prison realignment, then we get Prop 47, we adjust to that, now we're getting Prop 57. You know, I think if you look farther south in the state, I think the attitude towards illegal immigration changes significantly, simply because they depend on them for the labor force, for the farmland. Realistically, coming from, you know, the heart of the Central Valley in Stockton, you know, maybe it's not so much that we need to maybe we need to change the way we do immigration so that we can get that workforce in for our needs, for our farming needs, and then give them the opportunity to go back to there for they get the work, then they go back. Maybe it's a work visa program. I don't know, but I can tell you that when you go out to the farms in Stockton or around Stockton or Lodi or Fresno or any of those places, you don't see a lot of Americans out there with asparagus knives. You know, you don't see a lot of Americans out there, you know, picking lettuce. So
no, we don't. We've been too easy on a lot of Americans. We need to get some of these people out to work.
And
force
so
people to work.
You know, I made a comment the other day that you don't, you know, I'm glad that the president is looking to put a wall in because Mexico is flooding the United States with dope. And that's where I think the wall comes into play much more so. But our farming communities down south that really do, the Central Valley feeds the world, they're dependent upon that labor force. And the way that you counteract that, I think, is by getting us off our rear ends and going and doing the work that they're willing to do that you don't see them in the fields doing.
Yeah, I agree. I just think it's a mess. And, I mean, we used to have the Bracero program and things to get workers here if we couldn't get workers. But we've been too soft on the kids in this country, and a lot of kids are just sitting on their butt. And it needs to change. The work ethic in this country is not what it used to be.
Well, thank you, Bruce, for your comment and your call and your question.
Thank you.
Going with Bruce's sentiments, many people feel that way. But, you know, once you have the slippery slide and there's a generation or more than just a generation that wasn't made to work at 15.
Mm-hmm.
My generation and my parents' generation, we were made to work, you know, babysitting. Back in those days, you could pull weeds, you could mow lawns.
I was bagging groceries.
You did what you could do. You could clean the back, and now they have, like, you know, the child laws and the this law and the that law, and you can't, you know, insurance laws and so. But I think if there's a will, there's a way. Babysitting is a good thing. I don't think you have to have, I don't think, do you have to have a license
no.
to babysit?
No.
Go on, Bob. You have a comment.
I would suggest, however, that like a lot of these clerical jobs that are being struck over right now, I'm predicting that in 10 years, most of those jobs that involve reading something off a screen and writing it onto a piece of paper or vice versa will cease to exist. And a lot of these farm jobs will cease to exist through improved automation. They'll never go away completely, but they will be diminished.
Well, and I read a report the other day that actually said that illegal immigration during the Great Recession actually went in reverse because there weren't the jobs here. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know that there's a crystal ball or a one big thing mm-hmm. that's going to fix that. But I went to a conference, the International Association of Chiefs of Police, and, you know, we were still looking at maybe recruiting quite a bit of young folks. And I have some concerns about the younger generation not being able to communicate because they use social media. They don't
right.
use their mouths. I have, you know, for the future of in the future of the profession itself. But they did a study on millennials, and 90% said that they were afraid to go into law enforcement because of the physical nature of the job, and they were afraid to go into law enforcement because they were afraid to fail, and they don't know how to fail. So I thought that was very interesting, and it said, you know, but I can think back where, you know, the things that are being said about the millennial generation were being said about my generation. And yet, you know, when people grow up, their needs, wants, and things change. And I served in Iraq on two tours with the millennial generation, and I'll put my life in their hands any day because they are great young soldiers serving this country. And if that 19-year-old soldier eventually becomes, you know, the police officer of the future, I still have a lot of confidence in the future of the profession because of what I've seen that they do when they're put in the right atmosphere.
Right. They went out. They put themselves in a situation to grow.
Right.
And this is what I'm feeling from you today, Rob, is that, you know, you're staying high on the positive side of things, which is great. Well, let's go back to, if everybody wins, then it's not preparing you for the real world. And if everybody wins, we're talking about like in school. Let's go back into everybody gets a ribbon. Everybody gets a medal. Everybody gets a, you know. So when you win, like you go to the Olympics, there's one gold.
Exactly.
Okay. It's Super Bowl. Sorry, like it or not, one winner. One team wins.
And part of I think a person's development is not that you fail. It's how you react to the failure
exactly.
and what you learn from it.
That, to me, is the true heart of a champion is what you do how you hold yourself when you lose.
You know, first time that I took a sergeant's exam, I didn't put forth the effort, and I didn't make sergeant. But the second time I did, and I never made that mistake again. You know, in the Army, I hadn't finished my bachelor's degree. The first time I came up for captain, I got passed over because I hadn't finished my bachelor's degree. Guess what? I have never fallen behind in education again, and I'm always one step ahead. So, you know, I just had my Department of Army selection board for full colonel in November. I'm waiting for those results. I'm doing the United States Army War College. That's what I do at night. And so those are the types of things that I tell my son as, you know, I just flew back to San Antonio, Texas. My son graduated basic training for the United States Air Force.
Cool picture.
Which was really cool for a dad because you can roll your eyes at dad, but you got to salute the colonel. So it was really neat. But, you know, seeing him start on that progress and seeing him start down that road, and I tell my kids, whether it's college, whether it's the military or anything else, you're going to have highs and lows. And the lows aren't bad unless if you react to them the right way.
Don't quit.
You learn from those. You keep a positive attitude. Mm. And you keep moving towards your goal. That's the most important thing. And that's what I don't think that we're teaching the younger generation is that it's okay to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Just learn from that failure, right. Improve yourself, and move forward.
Well, I want to share a story real fast before we close. Back when I first left home and I was working at Six Flags Magic Mountain it wasn't Six Flags. It was Marriott's Great America. And anyway, so I was in this Broadway show, and that director of that show had it out for me. I would audition, and I would do these great auditions, and he would just not give me a break. Everybody else got a solo except for me, and here, you know, I was just, and I would cry and cry and cry, and I called my parents, and I said, I just know if I could do this, and I remember them saying, you hang in there, you don't quit, don't quit, don't quit, this is character building, don't quit, and I just remember, I just had the worst summer. But I'm glad I didn't, because it really, again, don't back down, because that's what I'm saying. Stay in there, everybody. Let's
don't
fight.
Ever quit. Zip on cue.
Rob Valetti. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Trish Clark is going to be here. KCNR 1460.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says even a bad high school student would understand that the president has a right to impose a travel ban aimed at keeping the country safe. Temporary measure blocks immigrants from 7 predominantly Muslim nations. The ban's a subject of a court fight. That has the president fighting mad.
The one-hour hearing of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals was broadcast Tuesday night, and President Trump was not impressed.
I listened to a bunch of stuff last night on television that was disgraceful. It was disgraceful.
The president told a group of police chiefs there should be no disagreement over his travel ban executive order.
It just can't be written any plainer or better.
He lamented the political nature of the courts, but stopped short of calling the judges biased. Greg Clugston.